Willie. Willie was a quiet Negro kid with soft brown eyes and a sad twist to his gentle mouth. Sometimes he would walk through the streets to feel the people around him and try to understand where he belonged in a city torn with bitter words and sharp rocks. Do we have an answer for Willie's cry? Can you see that broken glass lying on the street? Can you see that tiny crib burnt by the flames? Can you see that twisted doll with its face crushed beneath a fireman's boot? Can you? And can you see that large rat wander slowly through the rubble, unafraid? Does it mean anything to you as you drive through my street behind the locked doors of your car? Does it mean anything? Well, it would if people were blaming you for the rats and the riots and the rubbish of the city. It would if your white friends turned on you again and said, "You aren't one of us anymore. You can't plant flowers on our street. You can't sleep over at our house, kid. You can't kneel beside us and drink the blood of Christ with us because you belong in the dirt." And the dirt makes us equal. God took some dirt, they say, some rich brown clay, some coal black earth, and molded a man from the ground, a man who must have been the color of the ground. And God wanted Adam that way. Why won't you accept me that way? I was born as you were. I love my Lord as you do. I accept you as you are. And I am not to blame for the evils of the city any more or less than you are. Why do you reject me? Because God made me a little more like Adam and a little darker than you.